Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the From His Presence podcast. I'm Jamie Rohrbaugh, blogger at FromHisPresence.com, and today's podcast is called How to Speak the Word of God with Power. Stay tuned for an awesome, encouraging word. In today's modern world, Christians are so often guilty of praying weak prayers and believing God for only the smallest part of His promises. Unfortunately, a lot of people are okay with it if they can just have enough of God's promises to make it to heaven. We believe God for small things. We aim low, we set our sights low, and unfortunately, we're happy when we get the low things that we believe for. We speak words that bring weakness and doubt into our lives and into the lives of other people. For example, we pray things like, "Oh God, if it's your will, please heal this person," when we know from the Bible that Jesus healed all who were sick and were oppressed by the devil. We pray things like, "Oh God, if it's your will, provide for my needs," when the Bible clearly says that He will provide for all of our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, church, I'd like to talk to you today about how we can change that, how we can change our weak expectations, our low expectations, and begin to believe God for everything that He's given us. Believe God for everything He has promised us. I'd like to talk to you about how we can just preach the Word of God and speak the Word of God and believe the Word of God and pray the Word of God with power and actually receive the promises that He has given us. Does that sound good? Well, here's how we get started. First, we need to realize that God is the one who accomplishes His Word. Jeremiah 1:12 tells us that He watches over His Word to perform it. See, we have to understand that the Word of God is an effectual Word. Have you ever heard someone refer to the effectual call of God before? Have you wondered what that means? All that means is that when God calls someone and draws someone to receive salvation in Jesus, along with that call and that drawing, He literally gives that person the power to respond. It is an effectual call, meaning it's effective. It's not in vain, because God gives the power to perform it when He speaks the word to call the person. Well, God's word works the same way when we speak it. When I speak God's word over myself, or when I speak God's word into you, that word literally births in you or in me the power to perform it. So by speaking the word, you are literally making that word a reality in your life because of the power that God has put in His own word. So this takes a lot of pressure off of us because unfortunately we feel like we have to conjure up some kind of power in ourselves to accomplish God's word. And that's just not true. God is the one that does the work. He loves His word. The Psalms tell us that He has magnified His word above all His name. So it is actually the word of God that does the work because God does it. Somehow, God has chosen to name Himself the word. Jesus is the word. That is one of His names. His word is somehow a manifestation of Himself. Jesus actually told us in John 6, verse 63, He said, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing." Listen to this. "The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." Somehow, God actually manifests Himself through the words that He speaks. They are spirit, and they are life. So that's point one, that God is the one who watches over His word to perform it. The next thing we have to understand is that God's word in our mouth is just as powerful as God's word in his mouth. Reinhard Bonnke writes about this in his autobiography. He tells a story about when he was young in the ministry, and he had advertised a healing meeting. But then the famous preacher that was known for healing miracles canceled. And he was still going to have the healing meeting, and he had promised the people that they would be healed, but now the preacher he had counted on to usher in those miracles wasn't going to be able to make it. He went to God in distress and said, "God, what do I do?" And that's when God spoke to him and said, "My word in your mouth is just as powerful as my word in my mouth." So Reinhard Bonnke went out in the power of that word, just preached the gospel, and the Lord worked with him, confirming the word with signs and wonders and healings, and they had their miracle service after all. So we need to understand that God's word in our mouth is still carrying all the same elements that it carried when it came out of God's mouth. It's still a manifestation of God. We just need to speak that word out. Sometimes we don't need to pray. Sometimes we just need to speak and declare the word of God out of our bellies. Sometimes we need to actually force it to manifest through our declaration. Here's an example of that. In Genesis 24:60, Abraham's servant had come for a bride for the son Isaac. And her brothers said, "Will you go?" And Rebekah said, "Yes, I will go." So they came together with the caravan, and Rebekah's brothers blessed Rebekah. And this is what they said. I love the King James here, because it shows the power that they spoke with. They said, "Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let your children possess the gates of those that hate them." That's powerful, isn't it? I'd like to present to you today that that is where the children of Israel were birthed, in that moment. That is where the children of Israel gained victory in that moment, because it was prophesied into Rebekah. They didn't say, "We hope you do well." They didn't say, "We hope you have children." They didn't say, "Good luck to you." They said, "Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother." Be thou. See, church, we need to get to the point where we can just look at someone who's going through a hard time, or even speak to ourselves and say, "You will, you be," and speak the word of God into them with power. The word is powerful if we will just speak it. Say, "Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let your children possess the gates of those that hate them." So that brings us to the third point. How do we know what to say? Well, the answer is simple. You can speak over yourself and over anyone else anything that is good and holy in the Word. God's Word is always God's plan. So if you find things that are good and holy and righteous, you can speak those over anyone. I love to say the blessing, "You will hear the voice of the Lord behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it,' and you will never turn to the right or the left." When I say that, it literally becomes fact and reality in that person's life. And we can do the same thing even over ourselves. We have to get to the point, my friends, where we can just lay hands on our own heads and bless ourselves without having to go through a prayer line every single week to make it through to the next week. Church, we can speak the word of God. We can speak it with power. I had an experience with this recently, where I spoke a blessing into a friend of mine who needed to be blessed. And I'm going to read that same blessing to you. I'm going to speak it to you and speak it into your life. And the neat thing is that I received feedback on this several days later, that this blessing had so ministered to my friend. Well, it's not because I was great at blessing, but it's because all I did was speak the word of God and say, "You will." Just like Rebekah's brothers who said, "Be thou the mother of thousands of millions." I said, "You will," and by doing that, I enforce the word of God into their lives. Nothing happens in the kingdom unless there is first a declaration. Pastor Bill Johnson of Redding Church in Bethel, California teaches on that. I really encourage you to get any of his material that you can. But Nothing happens in the kingdom without first a declaration. So I encourage you to start declaring the word over yourselves. And I'm going to declare this over you right now. Are you ready? Here goes. Listener, in the name of Jesus, I pluck the arrows of the enemy out of you. I command strength into your spirit in Jesus' name. I release purpose into you and out of you. I release you into knowing who you are and knowing who your God is through you. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you and I call forth God's eternal purposes for you and from you, and I command them to manifest right now. Will of God, come forth. Freedom from God, come forth. Strength of God, come forth. Healing from God, come forth. Atmosphere of heaven, come forth. Sound of God, song of God, come forth. Listener, let your wounds be bound up by the balm of Gilead right now. All old wounds are healing over right now, and you will not even be scarred. I declare that never again can the arrows of the enemy reach you. You are protected by God. I bless you with mounting up with wings like eagles. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. I bless you with hearing the voice of the Lord behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it," and you will never turn to the right or to the left anymore. In Jesus' name, I prophesy to the doors of opportunity that the Father has for you, and I say, "Doors, open." And in Jesus' name, I speak to the doors of opportunity that are not from the Father, and I say, "Doors, close," right now. I command the lights to dim on every opportunity that is not from the Lord, and I decree a bright light of God's guidance on all the doors that are from the Father. I bless you, listener, with the wisdom of Jesus through the Holy Spirit right now, in Jesus' name. Wow, isn't that awesome? I feel powered up just speaking that over you. I hope today, listener, that you will start. Just start to speak the word of God over yourself and over other people. You don't even have to do it where they can hear you. It will still make a difference because the word of God is living and powerful, and it's sharper than a two-edged sword, and God always watches over his word to perform it. Well, that's all I have for today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll check out the material on my blog at www.fromhispresence.com. This summer, I'm featuring a series of guest posts by people who have really been through a lot in life, but God has brought them through. I know you'll be encouraged by that. Again, thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll tune in to the next podcast, and have a great, fantastic, supernatural week.